So we're putting the focus on the kind of behavior that's emerged from various income groups when it comes to spending on food at home versus food outside of the home with lockdowns, given its restrictiveness and the impact it's had on the economy and consumer spending power, which has altered spending patterns. Munira Karva of Nedbank CIB joins me on the line now for that conversation. Thanks so much, Munira, for your time this evening. So this shift that's happened has seemingly been global, but you highlight that something like restaurant performance generally is more cushioned in developed markets versus that in emerging markets during times of recession. So talk us through why that's the case.
Hi, Alicia. Thanks for having me on. Yes, so what we found is that when you look at wallet spend and how it's allocated in a developed market versus an emerging market, on average, you would spend around 10 to 15% of your total wallet on food spend in a developed market. And in a place like South Africa, on average, people would spend upward of 25 to 30% of the income on food. So it's a much bigger proportion of your wallet. And because of that, you're much more sensitive, whether it's to price or volume.
Yeah. Having said that, though, the expectation is that this time around, food out-of-home spending will still underperform food at-home spending. So what shifts have been triggered in the developed world amidst the latest economic fallout?
So it boils down to where the wallet is allocated. So what happened in the previous cycle, in the GFC, you saw interest rates come down materially. So with consumers spending a lot on housing and vehicles, a lot of income was released when financing costs dropped. And this allowed them to shift wallet spend into things like restaurant spend.
Yeah, and that putting food retailers up against food service companies or restaurants. So does the former inevitably win this battle with more upside to be seen in the retail category?
From the analysis we've done, it does look that way, that going into this cycle, you know, interest rates can't be brought down materially. So the levers that were there previously are not there. And under those circumstances, you will see the wallet tighten, people become more price sensitive. And under those circumstances, typically the food retailer would benefit over out-of-home spend.
So Munira, does the same hold true then in emerging markets where total food spending as a percentage of the consumer wallet, as you highlighted at the top, averages above 25% versus 15% in developed markets, and where the inequality divide, so that divide between the upper and lower income earners, is pretty vast?
Correct. In fact, you would see it with a heightened impact. So it would be much more acute pressure on the out-of-home segment versus spending at home.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Munira, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Munira Karva from Nedbank CIB.